Gmail Podcast, episode number 8, Chatting. Welcome to the Gmail Podcast, a collection of short hints, tips, and tricks to help you get more from your Gmail account. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi. Thank you for joining me today. If you're listening to this by clicking directly on the icon on the website, consider subscribing for free and get the show automatically delivered to you. Just download Apple iTunes and go to chuckchat.com, click on the image that says Subscribe iTunes next to the Gmail Podcast banner. It's quick, free, and easy. I received an email from listener Patrick Golden regarding filters, which I covered in the previous show. He asked if there was a way to apply the filters to existing conversations in the inbox. According to the Gmail help files, this is impossible. One suggestion you might try is to use the search feature to look at some keyword in the message header or body to isolate the messages you want. If you're applying a label, click on Select All, then apply the label or archive or whatever action you would have had the filter do anyway. It's a manual way, but it gets you to the same end state. A few days before this was recorded, people started letting me know that there's a new folder labeled Chats between Starred and Sent Mail on the left. Gmail will allow you to save your chat transcripts just like mail. Now Gmail is integrating their Gtalk Instant Messenger, or Voice over IP, VoIP, right into Gmail. Google is deploying this just like many of their other recent features, like the delete button. It's going out to the US English settings first, and it's going in some strange random order that we don't quite understand. There are some new settings available. If you click on the Settings tab in the upper right, you'll find a new tab called Chat. Click on that and it'll bring you to several ways to configure Gmail's chat features. Do you want to save your chat history? How large or small of a quick contacts list do you want? Note that zero indicates you don't want a quick contacts list. Do you want the quick contacts list above or below the labels box? And whether you want Gmail to let people know when you are online automatically or let you manage who can see when you are online in the chat system. Another fun thing to notice is when you cursor over people's names in the main conversation index, you get a pop-up. You can choose to mail or chat with this contact immediately. You can also choose how that contact is displayed in the quick contacts. Auto displays people in the quick contacts based on the people you chat with most often. Always forces them to be displayed all the time, and never, obviously, never list them in your list. There's one other called Block, which prevents another person from seeing when you are signed into Gmail or Google Talk. Some caveats about the new chat feature in Gmail. It does require Internet Explorer 6 or higher, or Firefox 1.0 or higher. So if you're using Opera or some other browser, you will need to change to one of these two to be fully supported. And it does not support the HTTPS protocol. If you're using SSL to Gmail, you're going to run into problems with the chat feature. If you're not seeing the quick contacts list and don't have the Gtalk feature enabled yet, you'll know when you get it because the first time you sign in, it will ask you if you want to enable it or not, and then you will go to the familiar interface. You can turn it off at any time by clicking on the link on the bottom that says Standard Without Chat. Joe from A Guy, A Girl, and A Bottle podcast sent out a call for help this week. He writes, "Hey, great podcast from a fellow podcaster. I was hoping that you might be able to help me with something. I have a signature that I use with my outgoing email, and it works great when I compose an email in Gmail. It doesn't work so hot when I am forwarding things through, because my signature block is at the bottom of the message, then the forwarded content, then on top is my latest contents. Is there a way to fix this that you are aware of? Cut and paste obviously works, but that is tedious and not really a solution. Thanks from Joe." Well, if you have any comments, you can send them along to me, gpodcast@gmail.com, or send them to the Gmail email list, cc-gmail@googlegroups.com. That's all the time we have for this week. If you still haven't done so, stop by the website and click on the Frapper link, or go to frapper.com/gmail to let me know where you're from. Comments, suggestions, or Gmail invite requests can be sent to gpodcast@gmail.com. I still have over 80 of them left out of my 100, and when I get down to about 80, they refresh. So don't think I'm going to run out anytime soon. I have no affiliation with Google other than as a satisfied Gmail user. This show is supported by listener donations from listeners like you. Stop by and visit the website at chuckchat.com. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to write.
You've got Gmail.